Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on their public broadcasting network, RBM, publicbroadcasting.org. It's the Boomer Vision of free speech. Are you ready for Boomer Vision? We'll see. Am I ready? Is it going to happen? Will I be constantly interrupted by phone calls? Will my battery run out? I don't know. Stay tuned and you'll find out. But go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button. Send badly needed fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators will be standing by. Well, let's see. What are we going to start with? One thing I want to start with. So we had the Iowa caucuses earlier this week. Haven't talked about them in retrospect. I think Don Advil and I might have mentioned them, but we recorded before they happened. So Trump came in first with over 50%. I think DeSantis was second with 21%, and Nikki Haley was third with 19%. So she was third, but it was pretty close. And the establishment is pushing Nikki Haley. It's not going to happen, but they're going to push her. And I guess Vivek Ramaswamy was fourth, and did he have like 7% or something? And then he promptly dropped out, endorsed Trump, and is going around to Trump rallies. And honestly, I think this was Vivek's plan all along, was that he would get in the race, use it to promote raise his profile, his public profile, because nobody knew who he was beforehand. Tucker Carlson, I mean, he was kind of a creation of Tucker Carlson in a way, or at least if he wasn't a creation of Tucker Carlson, Tucker Carlson was a big promoter of his while Tucker still had his show. He announced on Tucker's show. And he did all right. He attracted a lot of attention to himself. But I think it was to raise his profile to be a relatively pro-Trump candidate, somebody who would be maybe the second choice of MAGA people, and then leverage that in order to get a position in a Trump administration, possibly even vice president. So, there are sites that allow for betting on vice presidential candidates, or they allow for betting on all sorts of things. And somebody sent me a chart with the odds. There's one place that you actually buy, it's like a stock market where you're going to buy shares of something. And I guess there's a payout when Trump selects his running mate, there would be a payout of a set amount. And so everybody, there's a share price for everybody. And the more likely that person is to be Trump's running mate, then the higher the price of the shares. And the shares can go up and the shares can go down. This just has betting odds. So how many people are on this? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I think there's 22 people. It gets hard to count after a while. So there are 22 people who are, you know, at this site, there are 22 people who are considered to be possible Trump running mates. I am going to read the list from bottom to top and give you their odds, okay? So, you know, the ones at the bottom are relative long shots. And we'll see where people fit in and what you think of this. Okay, So here we go. Drum roll, please. I don't think I'm going to put in a drum roll. At the very bottom, well, we got two names here, but at the bottom of this list, at 75-1 shot, 75-1, so that's a pretty long shot. You bet $1, you get 75 back. Ivanka Trump. Okay. Eye rolls, please. Okay, we had the drum roll before Ivanka Trump. Now, eye rolls, please. Roll your eyes. Oh, God. Ivanka Trump, 75-1. Then also at 75-1, we've got Candace Owens. Okay, so Candace Owens, who is 30, I guess she's just turned like 35 or something, or maybe she's 34, but will be 35. So she's barely old enough. She's black, conservative commentator. Honestly, she's pretty smart. She's on the right side of issues. I mean, would she have any... she has no government experience. I mean, her experience is working for Ben Shapiro and feuding with him. And she doesn't call out Jewish power. But she did side with Kanye West initially when Kanye went on his... when Kanye went DEF CON 3 on the Jews, she initially sided with him. And but, you know, she's reasonably smart, but she had Norman Finkelstein on after this Gaza stuff happened and admitted she didn't really know anything. Either she admitted she didn't know anything or she pretended not to know anything so that she could be neutral between the Jews and their martyrdom victims. Okay. Now, this is kind of interesting. Next on the list at 65-1, Ron DeSantis. Has Ron DeSantis really burned his bridges with Donald Trump? I don't, you know, like Chris Christie, who's not on the list, completely burned his bridges. He went full anti-Trump. That was the whole essence of his campaign, was anti-Trump. And I didn't follow. I watched some of the primaries. I didn't watch the last one. I didn't really follow very carefully. I thought DeSantis was presenting himself as Trumpism without Trump. I thought that was kind of what it was. He was Trumpism without Trump. He was MAGA without the tweets. I thought that was kind of his brand. And so I don't know why he would be so low on this list. He's still running, of course. He's running, but he'll probably be knocked out. I don't know if he'll be knocked out in New Hampshire, but he had put his eggs into the Iowa basket, whereas Nikki Haley had put, I think, more of her efforts into New Hampshire. And Nikki Haley is expected to do quite well in New Hampshire, and... DeSantis is expected really not to do well at all. I mean, the polls have Nikki Haley at like 20-something percent, maybe 30-something percent, and Ron DeSantis there like 3% or 4%, and that's going to be a massive embarrassment. And, you know, having finished a close second in Iowa means he does go on to New Hampshire, but if he's devastated in New Hampshire, if he receives less votes than certain people who have already dropped out of the race, like Chris Christie or Vivek, that's going to be a humiliation. Would he be able to survive that? And, of course, I think the next contest is going to be South Carolina, which is Nikki Haley's home state. And then maybe the next one after that is Nevada, or maybe New Hampshire. Maybe Nevada and South Carolina are this... same day, I'm not quite sure, but those are the next two contests. So I don't know where he gets his boost. But there he is. And who else is 65-1? Okay. Here's a name that you might not be familiar with off the top of your head. Henry McMaster. Now, he was the He was Trump's national security advisor after Flynn got Judetod. The Jews came for Flynn. The FBI came for Flynn, asked him questions. He didn't remember something quite right, and therefore he lied. He got a question incorrect. It was something about the what he had told Vice President Pence regarding his conversation with the Russian ambassador, and something was inaccurate about it. Whatever, the FBI questioners left thinking that he had not lied, that he didn't lie. He simply, the FBI knew what had been said in this conversation because they apparently, as I recall, they had wiretapped. They had recorded the phone call, so they know what had been said. And there was something technically inaccurate about what Flynn said, and that became Flynn lied to the vice president, and then he got dismissed. This happened within 2 weeks of Trump's inauguration. He was the first victim of the coup of the coup d'etat. Flynn. And so he got fired, and H.R. McMaster, another, I think Flynn was a lieutenant general. Was McMaster a lieutenant general, or was McMaster a major general, 2-star? I can't remember if it was 2 or 3-star. Flynn was 3-star. So McMaster, H.R. McMaster, he shaved his head, and then he eventually, I don't think he was fired. I think he just left because, I don't know, Trump wasn't aggressive enough or something. And then Trump got Bolton, if you recall that. So Bolton, jeepers. So anyway, H.R. McMaster, I don't know what he's doing on this list. I think he would be a lousy choice. The next on the list at 50-1, Marsha Blackburn. I think she's a congresswoman. I barely recognize the name, so I'll skip on forward. Next on the list, at 40-1, a 40-1 shot, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is kind of a freak. She's kind of some sort of weird sex pervert. Oh, gosh. I saw something on... I was seeing something on some video of something. Oh, I guess it was DeSantis. It was Brother Nathaniel. How can you confuse Ron DeSantis with Brother Nathaniel? Okay, it's early in the morning. I hope I don't get phone calls that interrupt me, because I'm on a roll. Believe me, I'm on a roll. Anyway, Brother Nathaniel was debating some Jew, and I don't know if I can get to that. It was funny, but maybe I will. But he was the Jew was saying, "What do you mean America's run by Jews? Joe Biden's a Catholic." This guy he was debating. His name was Adam King. I'll get to this later, though. Adam King, who debated last week against Nick Fuentes and Vincent James on the one hand, and then Adam Green's debate partner was Gavin McGinnis. I know I talked about this. And so Adam Green's deflection from Jewish power to say, no, it's really Catholics. It's Catholics. Look at illegal... Well, I won't get into it, but Brother Nathaniel just kept saying, look, if you want to talk about Catholics, you can have Nick Fuentes back on. I'm not talking about Catholics. I'm talking about Jewish power. Jews run this country. And Adam King was, yeah, but Joe Biden's Catholic. Joe Biden's like, his wife changes his diaper, okay? He is mentally deranged. He is mentally impaired. And he's a pervert. It was just really funny to have that as, like, your finale, and he's a pervert. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was involved in some sort of sex guru. I guess she was cheating on her husband, then she left her husband, and she's has some sex guru. Is he a fitness guru too? And she's like a gym rat and is always, so she's Large Marge, and she's not very smart. Okay, but she managed to make a name for herself. All right. So it's 40-1. These are still long shots. But we're going to start getting into the realm of possibility. 40-1. Also 40-1 is Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. Has she endorsed Trump? Did she campaign with Trump in Iowa? I don't know. It's possible. I haven't been following it that closely. I don't like her to the extent I've ever seen her. She's like, on this whole hostility to China thing. So screw her. Okay. Now we're starting to get a little bit into the realm of possible. And 33-1. 33-1 shot. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Do you remember her? She's kind of fat and dumpy. She was Trump's second press secretary. His first press secretary was some short, fat dude. I forgot his name. Saturday Night Live had a woman play him. What was his name? Scott something? I can't remember what his name was. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders was the second one. And I guess the third one was the third one, that Maccabee girl, some young, cute girl with big eyes, who then landed on Fox News. But I think for the bulk of the Trump administration, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was his press secretary. She was the daughter of, what's his first name? Huckabee, who has a, yeah, I think he has a weekend show on Fox, who ran in 2008 or 2012. He was a candidate, but maybe both 2008 and 2012, or did he run in 2016 and wasn't even allowed on the big boy stage? He might have also been running in 2016 and had to take the small bus with Bobby Jindal and the horse face lady from Hewlett Packard. Was that her? And then the governor of New York, Pataki. I think they were on the small bus debates. And maybe Huckabee was in the small bus debates too. I think he ran at least twice. Once did he win Iowa? I think he won Iowa. I think he actually did pretty well the first time he ran, and maybe that was in 2012, the first time he ran. Actually, I think that's how it went. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders went on, and now she's currently the governor of Arkansas. And she actually did, I thought she did a pretty good job as press secretary. There are very few people in the Trump administration that I thought did a good job at their own job. And she was one of them. Now, press secretary is not a powerful job, but it's an important job. It's high profile. And so I thought she did an okay job with that. She's probably all for Israel and everything. All right, next on the list, 25-1. 25-1. Is this fun for you at all? I think it is. It's fun for me. 25-1 is a Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott. Is he going to be Trump's new black friend? Will Trump's new black friend be Tim Scott? If you ever saw Colbert, the Colbert Report, he used to have a black friend, and he'd take pictures with his arm around the black friend's shoulder, a giant grin on Colbert's face, and then he would be pointing at the black friend, and the black friend would just.
Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony, was a place with me.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilla G by other names. Shilla Jeet, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilla G literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilla G has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Take pictures with his arm around the black friend's shoulder, a giant grin on Colbert's face, and then he would be pointing at the black friend, and the black friend would just be rolling his eyes or something like that. But Tim Scott won. That's why he ran. He didn't run for president. He's dumb. Really, he's very dumb, and his whole thing is, he is a black Republican. He is a black conservative. He just repeats basic, shall we call them basic bitch, Fox News talking points while being in blackface. Permanently in blackface. Tim Scott. Okay. Next, also 25-1 shot. Nancy Mace. Now, that's not Nancy Grace, the crazy-eyed lady on Fox News. Nancy Mace. I think she's a congresswoman. I don't know. So I'll skip her. Next, 25-1 shot. Carrie Lake. You might know Carrie Lake. Have you ever have looked at the Gateway Pundit, otherwise known as the Gateway Faggot? It's a gay MAGA site. It's run by a gay, and he hires, he's got enough money for a staff, and he's got a few women who work for him, and one of the women basically just does fashion reporting on Jill Biden, or, you know, other, just reports on their fashion, which is kind of weird, but the Gateway Pundit has really pushed Carrie Lake. So Carrie Lake was a news anchor woman on local TV in Arizona. I guess she was, you know, the Phoenix would be by far the largest. I think the bulk of the population of Arizona lives in Greater Phoenix, and so the Phoenix NBC or CBS affiliate would have a relatively high profile anchor. So she was an anchor on a local news show, and then decided to run for governor. And she does speak well in public. Okay, I'm not talking about the content so much, but just she's very comfortable speaking in public. Yeah, I guess she's, what, in her late 50s? She wears a lot of makeup, manages to be presentable. She's not fat. She's got her hair is too short, you know, kind of the pixie haircut. And she ran for governor and was pretty close and claimed cheating and probably has a good case for that. This was one of the states where Trump was cheated. And there was a lot of shenanigans going on in Maricopa County, which is a county that includes Phoenix and which I think includes about 2/3 of the population of the whole state. So there's a lot of shenanigans going on there. And so she went on an election rigged thing. And, you know, it's probably true, but basically her qualifications are she was a newscaster and lost a rigged election for Arizona governor. But she's been a regular at Trump rallies, and obviously she's pushing for some sort of political future in a Trump administration, and VP would be what she would want. Okay. Next, also at 25-1, Byron Donalds, who is a black congressman from Florida. I don't know a whole lot about him, but I think he's relatively MAGA for the House Republicans. I think early on, when they were trying to find the speaker, you know, he was kind of the MAGA alternative to Kevin McCarthy. So he's got, but I don't know what he looks like. I just know he's black. I guess I've seen a picture of him once or twice, but I don't really remember what he looks like. And I don't think I've ever seen him speak, so I can't say much. Okay, that's 25-1. All right, next up on the list at 22-1. All right, we're getting into serious territory here. Hey, wait a minute. Did I skip somebody? Yeah, I did skip somebody at 28-1. Okay, I skipped somebody important. Actually, my preference, 28-1, Tulsi Gabbard. Did I skip her? How could I skip her? She used to be my girlfriend. I kind of broke up with her because, especially with the Gaza stuff, she went Fox News on Gaza and said Israel has a right to defend itself. And, you know, that's bullshit and she knows better. That's completely against, like, her whole philosophy. She's basically a peace person, okay, and anti-war. She's been in the military. She's currently, I guess, in the reserves. She's a major in the reserves, the Hawaiian National Guard. And she's been deployed 3 times. And she's been 8 years in Congress. And she's still pretty hot. And she ran for president. And she had a decent campaign. She ran as a Democrat. So everybody knows. Like, even though she has been spouting pure what one of the esteemed broadcasters on RBN would say, pure bullshit on Israel. And I echo those sentiments. Still, I think if she were VP or, you know, Secretary of State or something, or Secretary of Defense, I think she would have a good anti-war influence on Trump, who needs various influence.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Goodbye, world. I'll catch you later on. For my consciousness is gone and reality is wrong.
Still, I think she, if she were VP or, you know, Secretary of State or something, or Secretary of Defense, I think she would have a good anti-war influence on Trump, who needs various influences. Okay, so that, she was 28. And then, so she was below Tim Scott, Nancy Mace, and Carrie Lake, and Byron Daniels. And then at 22-1, J.D. Vance, Senator J.D. Vance. He's been senator for the past year. He's somebody, you know, who was heavily promoted by Tucker Carlson. I guess, what is his background? I think he comes from a Appalachian family in Ohio. I guess there's some foothills of the Appalachian Mountains in Ohio. And so he comes from what he considers to be kind of a redneck family in Ohio. And then he wrote a book about, I don't know, what it's like to be poor and white in America, and then went to Harvard or something, and he has some sort of elite background, and I think he was funded heavily by Peter Thiel. Is that the guy's name? And is Thiel gay and Jewish? I think he might be one or the other or both. And Thiel has spent a lot of money on a certain type of Republican candidate, and he's hostile to China. I don't like him. But he's out there, and 22-1, he's a possibility. Now, 14-1. So I mentioned Henry McMaster. Well, who did he replace? He replaced Mike Flynn. So Mike Flynn, who was in all sorts of who Trump, 2 weeks into his administration, Trump threw Mike Flynn under the bus, and Mike Flynn floundered, and he was I think he was arrested, and his house was raided, and all sorts of stuff going on, but was largely vindicated. Mike Flynn was a 3-star general. He had been the head of the Defense intelligence agency. I honestly, like, I thought he was one of the better picks because at least he was, like, pro-Trump during the election, whereas most of the people in the Trump administration had not been pro-Trump. And he's not anti-Russian. He might be anti-Chinese. I have suspicions of Flynn. Flynn was all on the... In 2020, was all in the... what was he? Was he hanging around with... what's her name? Sidney Powell and the other lawyer who were saying that the Venezuelans had hacked the election or something. Some strange stuff. So... He might have been the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, but I think he gets weird ideas, and I don't know where he gets his intelligence. Okay, so now he was 14-1, 12-1, 12-1 shot, getting pretty high up the list. Vivek, and I spoke of Vivek earlier. Vivek, I think, would be a reasonable choice. Also at 12-1, Vivek's Indian rival, Nikki Haley. God, why is she up there? Now, this... I really don't see... I think Nikki Haley is burning her bridges. And this is... I don't know who is making these odds, who's setting the odds, but at any rate, Nikki Haley, horrible. Okay. 9-1. Has there been any buzz about this? Ben Carson, he's black, and he had been in Trump's administration the whole time, 4 years as the Secretary of HUD, and by all accounts, didn't do a particularly good job, but at least he didn't use his position to snipe at Trump. He remained a Trump loyalist. He's 9-1. Okay, 8-1. We're getting close to the top of the list. 8-1. Tucker Carlson doesn't need much of an explanation. Tucker Carlson at 8-1. I like him reasonably well, but I don't think he's super smart. Really, I don't. I think he's pretty average. And he's often gets things way wrong, and he's off with the UFO stuff. He's super hostile to China. I don't think it'd be a particularly good pick, but he's not a deal breaker. Nikki Haley is a complete deal breaker for me. If he picked Nikki Haley, I would not vote for Trump. I would vote for Biden over Trump if he picked Nikki Haley. Because Nikki Haley's assassination bait. It wouldn't be like a President Trump with a bad vice president. It would be President Nikki Haley. And I would prefer Biden to Nikki Haley. Okay. Next, or actually tied with Tucker on the list at 8-1, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is that a chance? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Honestly, I think that might be a chance. And it would be okay, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has completely cucked on the Israel stuff. And he was never that smart on Ukraine either. But still, I don't think he would be dominating foreign policy. And he's very sensible about certain other things like the COVID stuff. So, all right, he'd be acceptable. He'd probably be a good vote getter. He'd probably lure a lot of Democrats. So, okay, we're almost at the top of the list. Now, this comes out of the blue for me at 5.5-1. 5.5-1. Elise Stefaniak. I didn't even know who she was until a couple of weeks ago when you had that gay president of Harvard. What's her name? Something gay. What was her name? Claudine Gay? Claudine Gay was called before a House committee that Elise Stefaniak was at. And Elise Stefaniak was saying, "Why are you letting your students plot a genocide of the Jews?" And she didn't quite say it like that, but it was pretty close. "Don't you know that Palestine will be free from the river to the sea means kill all Jews? Because obviously Palestinians will never be free unless you kill all the Jews," which is kind of weird logic. It actually is kind of a logic to it, but it's not what she was trying to say, but it's what she really said. So, and again, she would... Just based on that, Stefaniak would be a deal breaker for me. I don't know if she's as much assassination bait as Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is complete assassination bait. The powers that shouldn't be would love to have Nikki Haley as president. Maybe they'd love to have Stefaniak. Like I say, I don't know Stefaniak as well. And then at the top of the list, South Dakota governor and one, former pinup model, Christy Noem. I don't know if she was ever a pinup model, but she was, and she's, I guess she's in her late 40s now. She still is pretty attractive, although I guess in HDTV you see she's getting old. But, and I don't, I've heard her talk, I've heard her interviewed by Hannity, and anybody who's comfortable talking to Hannity, there's something wrong with them. But she's been a governor, so she hasn't said, I don't know how much she says about foreign policy. I don't know if, what she says about China. When she was on Hannity, she was pro-Israel, but they didn't talk about that too much. I don't know if she's a deal breaker. She didn't go in for the COVID lockdowns. So anyway, whatever. I thought it was an interesting list. It's taken up already two-thirds of the show. What do I have time left for? Well, here's something else. So I do this show, and now there is a possibility I might do a weekly column. And so I'm going to read, I don't know if I have time because it's 2,000 words. How long does 2,000 words take to read? Can I do it in 12 minutes? We'll see. But here is the first in my weekly column, and I don't know where it's published yet, but here goes. Dear readers, I have been approached by some very important people about writing a weekly 200-word article on current events. Amidst the fake news, propaganda, and frankly, retarded bullshit that we are subjected to on a permanent nonstop basis, I feel inclined to see if I can help out with some honest information and analysis to clarify events. I am thinking of calling this column, What the Hell is Going On Here Anyway? Although, What in the World is Happening might be more appropriate. First, a word about myself. I am a former political science professor who now spends too much time making radio shows for the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. For a while, I was spending 22 hours a week on air. That was insane. But I have cut it down to less than 10, mostly on my own daily National Bugle radio show on RBN, with the remainder coming on other people's shows, most notably the David Duke Show. Someone could presumably get all the information I have to offer simply by listening to 10 hours of programming a week. But that seems like an awful waste of time, so I'm going to try to create some concise digests of my programming for people with lives to live and things to do. Hopefully, with a bit of practice, I will get good at it. Time will tell. Our top story of the week, Gonzalo Lira dies in a Ukrainian prison. Why is this the top story of the week? You may well ask. Have you ever heard of Gonzalo Lira? He was a 55-year-old American journalist, novelist, film director, blogger, and YouTuber. I had blogger in there twice. Oh, well. Who had worked in Hollywood and elsewhere. Since 2010, he lived in Kharkov, the largest city in the predominantly Russian-speaking part of eastern Ukraine, with a wife and two children. Since the start of the war in Ukraine in February 2022, Lira had been a critic of the policies of Ukraine and the United States. He pointed to the fact that it is impossible for Ukraine to defeat the Russian army, and that the unprecedented economic sanctions against Russia would backfire. He produced a list of opposition politicians, journalists, and other prominent people who had disappeared or been murdered or tortured by the Ukrainian government. So perhaps it is not surprising that he was arrested by the Ukrainian authorities. But it was surprising that an American citizen could be tortured and left to die on January 12th of this year in a Ukrainian prison at a time when Ukraine has received over $100 billion in aid from the United States. I guess it's probably a lot more, isn't it? And is begging for more. Normally, it is the job of the State Department to help Americans overseas if they are in trouble. Embassy staff will visit and work to get arrested Americans free. 2 years ago, for example, American women's basketball player Brittany Griner was arrested in Russia on drug possession charges. The proxy war against Russia had just begun, so the State Department had to work hard to free Griner. But Ukraine is so reliant on the United States that it should have been a slam dunk to get Gonzalo Lira released. The problem was that the State Department, and in particular Victoria Nuland, refused to help. According to RT, Gonzalo Lira himself said, "She despised me." Why? Well, it is widely accepted that Victoria Nuland was the architect of the 2014 Maidan coup that overthrew President Viktor Yanukovych, who had been elected largely due to the support of Russian speakers in eastern and southern Ukraine, and replaced him with anti-Russian leaders of her own choosing. One can refer to the captured cell phone call she had with the American ambassador in Ukraine, in which she famously said, "F the EU," and because it's not RBN, I do spell it out, but also specified whom among coup leaders she wanted in which government posts. Trump fired Nuland on his first day in office, but Biden brought her back into the State Department in the number three position. According to Lira, and I completely agree with this view, Nuland, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, intentionally provoked the Russian invasion with the prospect of near-term NATO membership for Ukraine and the potential stationing of nuclear weapons just 7 flight minutes from Moscow. Her plan was to sacrifice Ukraine in order to create the pretext for imposing unprecedented economic sanctions that would cripple the Russian economy and lead to the ouster of Vladimir Putin. But saying that was not what got Lira killed. His crime was releasing a long podcast on Victoria Nuland in which he asserted that her hatred of Russia is an ethnic grudge stemming from her family history. It is still on YouTube. Find it while you still can here. And then I supply the URL to the YouTube video. I got to put that up on National Bugle. I'll try to put it up on National Bugle. Okay. He cited her grandfather, who was a Jew named Noodleman, who emigrated to America from Odessa when it was still part of the Russian Empire. He wound up dying of syphilis. I've been saying he committed suicide, but apparently that's not what happened. He wound up dying of syphilis, but not before abusing Nuland's father to the extent that he, meaning Nuland's father, eventually wound up spending a year in a mental institution. And then in parentheses, see this New York Times article. Was it New York Times or was it the New Yorker magazine? Maybe it was New York Times. New York Times article from 2003 on her father, who eventually became a doctor and a best-selling author. And the article is entitled, "At Home with Dr. Sherwin Nuland, Vanquishing a Troubled Legacy." It is the New York Times, and I've got I'll put that up on National Bugle too. Okay. And according to Lira, Nuland blames this ultimately on the anti-Semitism that her grandfather experienced in the old country. Excuse me. Lira also contended in the podcast that Nuland's ethnic resentment of the Russians is not the exception in the American Jewish community. It is the norm. Regardless of what you think of Lira's evaluation of American Jewish attitudes, when you consider that the State Department's top three officials at the outbreak of the war were all Jews, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, and Nuland, Not to mention Ukraine's Jewish president Volodymyr Zelensky, this proxy war against Russia has a very Jewish nature to it. However, in America and most of the West, it is completely taboo to mention this obvious fact.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Ukraine's Jewish president Volodymyr Zelensky, this proxy war against Russia has a very Jewish nature to it. However, in America and most of the West, it is completely taboo to mention this obvious fact. Lira broke the taboo and has paid for it with his life. The only question is whether Newland simply refused to prevent his torture and death, or whether she ordered it in the first place. Okay. The goofiest story of the week has to be the discovery of tunnels under the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in Brooklyn. Many of you have probably seen videos of a riot that took place in the shul of the compound as police stopped young Orthodox men from tearing paneling from the walls to expose the tunnels, and other men carrying items like a mattress with some odd liquid stain on it from the tunnel. Assorted junk, including what appeared to be a baby's high chair in the tunnel itself, and most amusingly, an Orthodox man emerging hat first from a manhole and scurrying off into the Brooklyn night. The videos sparked all kinds of speculation about what kind of horrific satanic rituals were transpiring in those catacombs. There are certainly legitimate questions, and there should be a proper investigation, but the city of New York seems hell-bent on filling the tunnels with cement, so perhaps we will never know. Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who was born into an Orthodox Jewish family but has become about as harsh a critic of Jews as any serious person could be, says that actually the tunnels, weird as they are no big deal, and it's a waste of time to spend too much energy on them when there are so many other bigger Jewish problems. I am inclined to accept his word. Actually, I have always been a slightly tongue-in-cheek supporter of Chabad Lubavitch. If you look at the debacle at their headquarters, it's pretty obvious. They are not the brains behind any global Jewish conspiracy. Moreover, if they were ever successful in getting the rest of their ethnic brethren to live and dress in the traditional and very stylish manner, then there would be no hiding the fact that the top three people at the State Department are all Jews, for instance. Still, this very high-profile episode of obvious Jews behaving in a manner that seems alien to the rest of America could not come at a worse time for the Jewish power structure, which is already having a public relations disaster with the behavior of Israel over the past 3 months. Okay, I'm about two-thirds of the way through this. The rest of the article, which I don't have time to read today, talks about the case of genocide brought by South Africa to the International Court of Justice, a case against Israel. Maybe if I don't get a... if I have to do a Boomer Vision tomorrow, I'll go into that, and I'll also go into more about the debate between Brother Nathaniel, Bronat, as I like to call him, friend of the show, and Adam King, because I think it was worth going into. But this is all the time I have for today, so thank you to your listeners, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Cheat suit on till I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.